Your game of the week on KASM brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Sox Center, and Long Prairie, the Greenwall Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Jim Toole has come on for the Stearns County League All-Stars, their second pitcher of the evening, facing Danny Berg from Watkins, and the first pitch to Berg, strike called 0-1. Dan was part of the home run hitting contest too tonight, as he taps this one foul. And the count 0-2 to Dan Berg. Bertie Geislinger, he is helping out, coaching. Bertie's doing the official book for the Central Valley League All-Stars from Eden Valley. Here's Berg, a shot to right, but Marthaler there to make the catch for the out as Dan Berg hit it on the nose, but right at Marthaler. One out. Here's Chase Elshire from Luxembourg. Top of the third inning, no score from St. Steele here in Al Rosa. And the pitch from Jim Toole is inside a ball, 1-0. It's like Jordan Roos of Roscoe warming up for the Stearns County All-Stars. Pitch inside to Alshire. And 2-0. And can't get a number on the Pearl Lake pitcher, but there's a pitcher from Pearl Lake warming up down that left field line. Capper on the ground to first. A tough in-between hop by Andy Hadley, but he makes the play. Runs to the bag himself, and the unassisted put out. Two outs as Alshire retired, and here's Jordan New. Jordan, with the Cold Spring Rockies, started his amateur baseball career in Richmond, playing for the Royals. As Jordan lines this one to left field, Austin Schoenberg's got it measured, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it. The Central Valley All-Stars here in the third. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left out. 2.5, no score in our game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, we are giving away a free gallon of milk with any service work over $50. Vehicle repairs, big or small, put our diversified, trained technicians to the test. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Good luck to all the area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein back in Al Rosa. Yeah, Saints hosting this year's All-Star game between the Central Valley All-Stars and the Stearns County All-Stars. Pitcher from Pearl Lake in the ball game, taking his warm-up tosses. Justin Kunkel. Justin Kunkel. So the third pitcher for the Central Valley All-Stars. And Kurt Marthaler. Kevin Kiefler and Kyle Leeser, the scheduled headers for Stearns County here begin the third inning. No score if you're just joining us. Our game of the week on KASM, the pitch to Kurt Marthaler, is a strike call from Justin Kunkel in 0-1. 0-1 the count. Take the pitch. A little bit low, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Goes pitch, Marthaler, ground ball to Elshire, deep in the hole at short. He'll pick it up, throw to first, and Baczynski scoops it out, but it pulls him off the bag, and Marthaler safe with an infield single. Infield single. Well, tough play for shortstop Chase Elshire. He had a go to his backhand deep in the hole, and Marthaler runs well. Here's Kevin Kiepler. Kevin batting number 9, and the first pitch to Kevin outside of ball, 1-0. The count. It's a little bit low outside, and 2-0 to Kiepler. Two balls, no strikes. That bounces up to the plate, and Marthaler didn't advance there. That got by David Jonas, and the count at 3-0 now to Kevin Kiepler. Marthaler, the base runner at first. He's out of Meyer Grove. Here's the pitch to Kiepler from Kunkel, and a strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Kunkel working from the stretch, kicks and delivers, and Kiepler a check swing. It's ball back and out of play. And the count full at 3-2 now to Kevin. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch in low ball 4. So the Stearns County All-Stars have something going here in the third with runners at first and second, nobody out. And Kyle Leeser makes his way to the plate. Kyle started the Stearns County All-Stars out with a base hit. He is 1-for-1 tonight. And taps this one foul past A.J. Hadley in the third base coach box. And 0-1 the count to Leeser. First and second for the Stearns County All-Stars. Leeser, ground ball foul down the third baseline, and he's in the hole. 0-2. Kyle out of St. Martin. Shane Campson on deck. Justin Kunkel ready on the mound. His pitch in, Leeser slaps this one to shallow right field. Jordan New going out on the grass, makes the catch for the out. Adam Beyer had a long way to go, and he wasn't going to get there. So first out of the inning is Leeser pops out, shallow right field. One out, and here's Shane Campson. Shane Campson tonight, fielder's choice in the scorebook for him as he forced out Kyle Leeser. Ground ball back in the first, takes a strike called and 0-1. Marthaler leads from second, Kiepler over at first. Kunkel delivers high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kunkel's pitch. Campson swings and misses. Strike 2. 1-2. Big swing there by Kunkel. One ball, two strikes. I kick the pitch. That bounces past David Jonas, and the runner's going to move up to second and third as the pitch from Kunkel in the dirt. Wild pitch. And two balls, two strikes. 2-2, Marthaler at third, Kiefler at second, and Kamson takes low for a ball. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Will Funk on deck for the Stearns County All-Stars. Kunkel's pitch, and Kamson foul tips it at the plate. Stay alive. That one popped out of David Jonas's glove. David just about had it. Machinsky playing pretty deep over at first. Yeah. Adam Gwost at third, even with the bag. As Kamson drives this down the left field line, that's going to be out of play. Right off the wall. See a big wood wall down the left field line. 3-2. Uncle's pitch. Kamson another foul ball. This one's behind the plate. David Jonas giving chase. Right by the fence, and it falls off his glove. Boy, that was right on the fence. Jonas had a chance to get it. The ball kept, I thought it was going to go maybe off the backstop, but no, it came down right inside the fence, and he just about had it. So, Kamson has life yet. 3-2, no score here in the bottom of the third. And Kunkel, the draftee from Pearl Lake, kicks and delivers, and Kamson bloops this one over the third baseman's head, but Alshire racing over towards the left field line makes the catch for the out. Good hustle there by Chase Alshire to get Shane Kamson. So after two were on, the Stearns County League All-Stars with two outs, and here's Will Funk. Will struck out against Ben Johnson back in the first inning. And Justin Kunkel will work out of the windup. Pitch to Funk. Low for a ball, 1-0. Actually, 1-0. Pitch low again and 2-0 now. So Funk ahead in the count, 2-0, should get a pretty good pitch to hit here on 2-0. Oh, and Kunkel finishes that high in 3-0, way over the top of Will Funk's head. Three balls, no strikes. Justin Kunkel delivers inside ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Will Funk will bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Base is loaded for the Stearns County All-Stars. Here in the third, Justin Kunkel out of Pearl Lake. Looking to pitch out of this jam as Cole Schmitz makes his way to the plate. Cole, ground ball to second base in his first at-bat tonight. Pitch, and he drives this one foul. That's just about on Highway 71. As he turned on it. Wow. Definitely downtown, Al Rosa. And the count 0-1. Pitch is low from Kunkel, and the count 1-1. Marthaler over at third. Kiefler at second. Funk at first. As Kunkel kicks and delivers, and Schmitz takes low for a ball, 2-1. Beautiful night. Yep. That dew point's dropped a little bit. The wind direction switched a little as Schmitz takes low again in the count now, 3-1 to Cole Schmitz. As Kunkel, one pitch away from walking in that game's first run. No score here, bottom of the third. And Kunkel kicks, delivers, and low ball four, and he does that. So A walk to Schmitz will force in the game's first run. And David Jonas out to have a word with his right-hander. One nothing Stearns County. And it'll bring James Kiefler to the plate. Stearns County has batted seven now this inning. James Kiefler in his first at-bat walked. As Kunkel's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. He's struggling to find that strike zone just a little bit low with his pitches. Kiefler swings and misses strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. They kick the pitch and a swing and a miss. Kiefler over the top of that Kunkel offering. And one ball, two strikes. Base is loaded. Kevin Kiefler over at third. Will Funk at second. Cole Schmitz at first. Kunkel's curveball, strike three called, and that freezes Kiefler, and that will do it for the Stearns County All-Stars in the third. They come up with a run, one hit, no errors, and three left on. We play three, Stearns County All-Stars one, Central Valley All-Stars nothing. We're back in a minute on our Game of the Week.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Your game of the week on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you. Three innings in the books. The Stearns County All-Stars leading 1-0 over the Central Valley All-Stars. New pitcher for Stearns County, Jordan Roos, will throw now. He is from Roscoe. And Matt Bauer joins me. Matt, field, maintenance, grounds crew, I mean, You're pretty much at all here during the week, aren't you? And weekends and
yep, that's about it. It's a nonstop entity is what it is. It's like having a kid actually.
Yeah. As coming to the plate, Kevin Kramer for the Central Valley All Stars on the first pitch from Roos is high for ball 1-0. Matt, kind of an honor for Al Rosa to be hosting this All Star game though, isn't it?
Right. It is. We've hosted like the last 3 years, I believe, and you know, each year we can't keep trying to step it up a little bit more and more, put a little bit more on my plate, but yeah. It helps when the players really help out a lot, and that makes the biggest difference in the world, right?
It does. You brought in a band this year. You've got Mitch Gordon playing a little bit later on tonight. Did the home run contest, which has been kind of a part of the All-Star game in the past. Threw in a little league game too.
Right. Yep.
So try to make it a full day of activities, right?
Right, yep. Yeah, we just want to kind of bring people back to the ballpark and make it a family, you know, family fun-filled event. And, you know, it looks like everybody's kind of filling in here really good, and looks like everybody's having fun, so that's the plus. So.
That is the plus. Matt Bauer is with us here. Matt, with the Al Rosa Saints. And, Matt, you were one of the guys that baseball is such a passion. You got married here, didn't you?
I did. Yes, yeah. I did. Yep.
And you know that says a lot. I think speaks loudly for a lot of people with a passion. As a shot by Kramer gets by James Kiefler at third and into left field, and Kramer starts the fourth inning out for the Central Valley All Stars getting on base. But there's a lot of passion with teams around amateur baseball, isn't there? Just people that love baseball, diehards,
yep.
Like you. You end up doing the field work and getting it ready and cutting the grass and getting the concession stand ready, and even after you're done playing.
Well, right. Exactly. You know, I was just talking to one of our newer players on our team. He's from Sox Center or whatever, and he's like, how'd you ever get started with this? And then I basically said, well, you know, when I was a kid, this is what families used to do. You know, we'd come into the game, just as a family.
Yeah.
You know, so I would run the scoreboard, put the old numbers up there on the scoreboard. It would actually be a competition to get out there to see who could come out there and be out there first to run the scoreboard to get a Snicker bar and a pop.
Scott Marquardt, the DH, played for the Central Valley All-Stars. He's down in the hole 0-2. Kramer credited with a hit in his last at bat.
So basically, you know, you have the lights here in Elrose, and that kind of was the drive to really, you know what, we have this, you know, we have this facility here, we have the lights here, let's maximize it, you know, let's do what we can to bring people here and have fun and, you know, maybe make a little money on the side, you know, keep trying to improve, you know, keep spraying baseball, doing that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you've always kind of been the leader in this part of the county here with getting the lights, putting the sports deck on, just kind of leading the way for other teams who have followed you now with lights and decks.
Right. You know, and it's kind of a trial and error thing where everybody's evolving. You know, you see a lot more night games, you know, Farming, St. Martin, they both have lights now. The more lights, the merrier, because families are different nowadays. A lot of people want to have the kind of the weekend off and spend time with, you know, their kids, do a little camping and stuff, you know.
Kevin Kramer steals on Jordan Roos, and you throw to second by Cole Schmitz, hits the top of Kramer's helmet, rolls in the center field, and Kevin Kramer all the way over to third base. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Scott Marquardt. The Stearns County League leads Central Valley League 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. I know a lot's been said here with the El Rosa Saints. I mean, you guys have had an Elite Eight tournament now the last couple of years, having made it to state tournaments. You invite some state tournament teams to come and play in a tournament here during the regular season. And there's been talk in the community, maybe you guys get in the state tournament someday. That's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is a lot of work. And it's hard to really put it all in play because you're kind of basically looking 3-4 years down the road.
Right.
You know, so it's really hard to really kind of plan that far ahead when you don't know what could happen next week.
Sure.
So,
and then you got to find 2 other communities to be part of.
You have to find that. Yeah. Well, you know, which I think they're out there. I mean, you obviously have Farming, St. Martin, Painesville, Freeport, you know. The talk is all out there. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work. And in hosting this Elite Eight tournament, kind of been kind of an eye-opener for me for teams to come here and say, wow, this is, you know, it's incredible playing here. So, you know, maybe we can compete with those sort of fields, because you go down these state tournament games and, you know, they're immaculate.
They are.
They are. They're like playing in Target Field in here, you know. So,
yeah. Scott Marquardt takes all 4, and so now the Central Valley All-Stars with a threat against Jordan Roos here. In the fourth inning, Adam Beyer makes his way to the plate. Adam popped up to the second baseman in his first at-bat. First and third for the Central Valley All-Stars. Roos' pitch is a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Tell us about the band tonight, Matt, because there's still time for folks to come out and take in the music tonight.
Right. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't know a lot. I mean, I'm almost 40 years old, so I'm kind of out of the music scene. But I know A.J. Hadley and Matt Mindorf went and checked them out in Swanville, and they kind of know Mitch. And I've heard stories about, you know, down by the cities down there, he sells out places, thousands of people, and he plays at Wii Fest, you know.
Here's a shot to Kiefler at third. James picks it up, throws to first. Hadley scoops it out, and they get the play. Kevin Kramer held at third base on the play. So 5-3 on the putout. Nice play by James on the shot. And Kramer didn't chance at going home there on that throw.
No. It's kind of funny. I don't know if you talked about that, but those are actually brother-in-laws there, James and Austin, or Goose Hadley.
They are? Okay.
Yeah. Goose Hadley is actually married to James' sister.
Wow. Well, he's played for a few teams, too, already.
He has played for a few teams.
I think he was in Regal. Was he here in El Rosa? Did he ever come?
Not here.
But he goes at
that water. Yep.
Richmond.
Yep.
So.
Richmond, yep.
Okay.
So.
Well, there'll be a little ribbing after the game on that one.
Sure.
As Macheski hits a long drive to left field. Austin Schoenberg there to make the catch. I think this game's going to be tied as Austin gets it into the infield. And I know Austin's dealing with some arm issues here, too, that he couldn't get a lot on that throw. And 1-1 on the sacrifice fly by Macheski.
So back to, like, Mitch Gordon there. I mean, from what I hear, he's a great, great talent, great band. Should be a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be a perfect night for it, really.
Oh,
the rain is going to be east of us. You know, we should be good to go all night. So.
You bet. And it'll bring David Jonas to the plate. David, so far tonight, 1-for-1, had a base hit in his first at-bat, and takes a strike called, 0-1 from Jordan Roos. 1-1 your score here in the fourth inning.
David Jonas used to play for Farming, correct?
He did, yeah. Yeah. David was at Farming, played for the Cold Spring Rockies now. I'm trying to think if David had one other amateur team in between there, too, yet. He may have.
He might have.
But just a good all-around player, been a good catcher, done some pitching, played some short now. And one of those guys, you know, on the team, you can put him anywhere, and he won't hurt you.
Right. Randy, is this the game of the week this week?
This is the game of the week. It's the game of the week.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to leave El Rosa with the sign, so you get the game of the week sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that stays in your press box or wherever you want it.
Perfect. We will hang it up here.
You bet. Two outs, two strikes, the count to Jonas. Two outs, Mark Bart at second. Davis takes high from Jordan Roos. And the count's full at 3-2.
If you want to go back to that Elite Eight tournament,
yeah,
which was a very solid tournament, Regal ended up beating El Rosa, I believe, 4-3 in the championship game in that.
Oh, and Jonas takes strike three called on the outside corner, and I guess he didn't necessarily agree with the call, but that'll do it for the Central Valley All-Stars here in the fourth inning as they get a run on one hit, no errors, and one left on. 3.5, 1-1 our score as Matt Bauer will stay with us here as we have our game of the week, and we got a new pitcher coming in from St. Augusta. I'm relying on Austin Imdick to get me the players' names here because, you know, these all-star games, there's, what, 18, 20 guys a team?
Right, there is.
Zach Lautenbach will come in, and he will do the pitching now. So Central Valley, Matt, must have brought enough pitchers because they have done a pitching change every inning so far.
I absolutely love that we're playing the Central Valley. Lots of talent over there. It is good baseball over there. And
absolutely.
Nothing against the county line.
No.
But, you know, I'm a guy for change of pace.
I
like to see a little change. You know, maybe in a couple years we go to victory league.
Exactly.
It's kind of just about bringing baseball full circle, bringing more people around it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these guys are friends. You look at a lot of them probably played college ball somewhere together.
Right.
I look back last year in the state tournament when Kimball and Lake Henry were playing in the championship, and we got to talk about when Ryan Wirtz was playing and Scott Markberg were playing. They played college ball way back in the day.
And then back in Itasca?
Yeah, way back in Itasca. It's like, wow, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of these guys, too. I mean, you probably played traveling Little League baseball and played against them as Little League kids. Yeah, there's so many connections. High school, played against a lot of these guys in high school, I'm sure.
Right.
Zach Lautenbach on the mound facing Austin Schoenberg. And he slips a little bit as he plants that foot, but a called strike and 0-1. It'll be Austin Schoenberg, Andy Hadley, and Kurt Marthaler pitch low for a ball in 1-1. 1-1 the count. There's a strike call at 1-2. I was asking the guys here, the home run fence today, was that like 300 feet that the guys were hitting it over, or was it a little farther?
Go ahead.
So swing and a miss by Shane Burke. He's out on strikes.
Actually, down the lines, it was 250.
Okay.
And then the power alleys was 265, and dead center was 300.
Ah. So there were some pretty impressive at-bats by some of these guys today. Wow.
Kind of looked back at last year's home run derby and Taylor Houthouse there, St. Martin.
Yeah.
In the first round, he had 62 points, which you get 5 points per home run in a minute, 45 seconds. So that's pretty amazing. He had 12 legit home runs.
Wow.
He was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
yeah. At the plate, Andy Hadley down in the count 0-2. Imagine at some point we'll see the managers start switching some of their defensive players around. The pitch bouncing up to the plate in the count 1-2. Looks like Nick Stengler is loose for the Stearns County All-Stars. He'll be Stearns County's next pitcher. Zach Laudenbach delivers, and a line drive to Chase Alshire short. The second out here in the fourth.
Randy, where are you heading next week for your game of the week?
Next week, I am in New Munich, Richmond and New Munich on a Sunday afternoon.
That'll be a solid game.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
Yep.
Good game.
What is your take of the Stearns County League only region this year?
You know, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It's you know, I've always heard the argument, too. It's always fun to play other competition in the region tournament.
Right.
But we'll see. I guess I got to give it some time to really let it work its magic.
Right, right. Exactly.
I don't think it's going to hurt attendance in any way.
I know.
People will still come out. There's Kurt Marthaler, a line drive into right field. That's a two-out single. Kurt, 2-for-2 tonight. Making a bid for possibly our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game.
I believe all stuff is being played in farming this year, correct?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Under their lights and their newly remodeled field, and they put on a couple sports decks.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, and that's the thing about, like, all these fields in this area. They have gone through such transformation the last 10 years. Every field in the area just stepped up a lot.
Yeah. You know, you played back in the day when a lot of teams didn't have grass infields.
Yeah.
Right. It was like, hey, we get to play in grass infield today. That's cool.
You're at the point where people didn't like playing on grass because it was so different.
Right, right. At the plate, Kevin Kiefler, the first pitch, a strike, and then Laudenbach delivers the ball in 1-1. Yeah, it was so tough for the infielders to really judge.
Right, because it comes so fast.
It comes so fast,
right.
Right. Kiefler lines it to right center field. Kramer giving chase. He's not going to get it. Marthaler rounding second on his way to third. Kramer gets it back into the infield, and Kevin Kiefler with a two-out double. Boy, that bottom part of the Stearns County lineup. Heard Marthaler 2-for-2. Kiefler a walk and a double. That's the plate for Kyle Leeser.
Does St. Nick still have a dirt infield yet?
No.
They have grass now.
Yeah. It's bouncing up to the plate, and 1-0.
It's been a while since I've been over. It's been a few years since I've been
over
St. Nick.
Yeah. I know Pearl Lake's got a unique field. The road is the home run fence.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
That is very unique. Here's a ground ball to Hadley at third in the coach box. A.J., his second air of the night. That one, he got a little skin on it.
Yeah. Pearl Lake plays in Marty, correct?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's as high to Leeser in the count. One ball, one strike. And here, Marthaler takes that lead from third. Kiefler from second. Pitch to Leeser. There's a line drive base hit. That's going to fall in front of Kramer. Scoring is Marthaler. Scoring is Kiefler. And a two-out single by Leeser gives the Stearns County lead the lead back at 3-1.
Kyle's an excellent hitter.
And Kyle is 2-for-3 tonight. Picks up a couple RBIs with the swing of the bat, and I'll bring Shane Campson to the plate.
What do you play? 2 or 3 years? St. Cloud State? Starter?
Yeah, starter, probably 3 years.
Three years?
Yeah. Campson drives this to left center field. Giving chase is Danny Berg. He'll make the catch for the out, and that will do it for Stearns County All-Stars in the fourth. They come up with 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 left on. We play 4, Stearns County 3, Central Valley 1. It's Game of the Week on KASM, and we're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in Central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
So I'm going to guess we're going to be pushed back. Randy Rothstein back at Saintsfield and El Rosa as Nick Stengler comes in for the Stearns County All-Stars, the left-handers. Taking his warm-up tosses. And defensively, looks like the starters are in yet. Nope, we got a new right fielder for the Stearns County All-Stars. Is that Funk?
I think that is
what I would say, yep.
Yeah. Funk from New Munich. And we are ready to go here as Nick Stengler delivers his first pitch to Adam Guast, and it's high for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Guast, Dan Burke, Chase Elshire, the scheduled hitters for Central Valley here in the fifth inning. 3-1, Stearns County leading. Pitch and Guast lines a sharp single to left field. Yeah, a game like this, I've seen All-Star games where it's really dominated by pitching. You get good pitching, but you get quick games, low scores. But you have the best of the best hitters, too, right?
You do. You know, and it's more difficult because a batter likes to see as much pitching as possible, you know, to maximize on, you know, what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, tendencies and whatever, you know. So to see new pitching is always kind of a feel it out, you know, see how it goes, you know.
Yeah. Here's Dan Berg, and the first pitch to Dan is a strike called 0-1. Logan Funk is out in right field for Stearns County. The only defensive change. Guast takes a small lead at first, and here's a shot to Funk in right field. That line drive right at him. His throw back to first, and safe at first is Guast. Danny Berg was in the home run hitting contest, too, and it just seemed like his ball just rises off his bat.
Right. I do know that sometimes when it comes to college baseball and college coaches, they teach you to kind of cut at the ball. So you hit the bottom half of the ball, so the ball actually spins, so it rises.
Ah.
So it's a little bit more difficult to hit the ball that way, though.
As Chase Elshire followed it to the backstop. And 0-1. Yeah, for most of us amateur baseball players, it was just like, hey, I caught it. I hit it.
Yeah, I kind of coach a little league here in town here, too, and you just basically, like, you know, when a kid struggles, you're like, you know what, just level the swing up.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Yeah.
You just have a nice, you know, rather than an uppercut down, it's just coming straight across. It's so much easier to hit the ball, you know?
Yep. And you look at those accomplishments, just making contact is an achievement, right?
Right.
Pitch in the dirt to Elshire, and the count 2 balls, 1 strike. Nick Stengler from New Munich on the mound. Stearns County's fourth pitcher tonight. Loss takes his lead at first with one out, and Alshire rips this one to right field. Funk will field it on the second hop and back into the infield. And two on and one out.
Yeah, truthfully, baseball is an amazing game because, you know, you look at batting numbers. You know, I mean, a person bats 300 is what, an exceptional hitter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is that telling you, Randy? That means 7 out of 10 times they're getting out.
Right.
And that is the simplest thing you can tell a person. It's like, baseball is, you know, and I've read books about it, you know, baseball is basically a game of failure.
Yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
really is. And,
yeah, a lot of times if you could bat 300 for your career, you're probably Hall of Fame
right.
candidate at least. And, yeah.
Right.
Going to get a pinch runner from Luxembourg for Guast. Here's Jordan New at the plate from the Cold Spring Rockies. Pitches low to Jordan and 1-0.
Andy, how's the Central Valley playing out this year? Who's on top? Who's on the bottom? What's happening?
Kimball has been playing well up late and has Watkins playing really well up late. Ground ball to Funk at second. Here's no relay by Kyle. He'll spin, fake to first, and then go to third and back safely at third. Yeah, Kimball and Watkins really having good years so far. Luxembourg has played very well so far, too, so they're going to be in the mix.
I know when it came down to the Stearns County Central Valley League Challenge, which they do earlier this year.
Right.
Now, Rosa ended up playing Luxembourg, and some of the scouting reports. Luxembourg's guy, I think, struck out. I can't remember the name, but he struck out El Rosa probably 13 or 14 times, I think.
Yeah. Here's Kevin Kramer. His first pitch, he pops up. Cole Schmidt getting an angle on it and makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it. Three outs here in the fifth as Kramer pops out to end the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. 4.5 innings from Sage Field and Al Rosa. Your game of the week, it is Stearns County 3, Central Valley 1. We're back in a minute here on KASN.